The previous owner painted over the original wallpaper. It was a bitch to get rid of.
Oh, enough of this dankness. Let's continue down the hall. And I want to ask you if this has ever happened to y'all. You show up at a house party, but no one answers the door. You double-check the address, even though you've been there before. So you let yourself in, but there's no one around. And that's when you hear it, a far-off sound. It's the sound of laughing and good-natured bitching. No one's there to greet you. They're all hanging out in the kitchen.
We had a party once. It was more like a game night.
That's usually the case. But not this kitchen, am I right? There's a residue of sadness here. Or a shadow of a fight.
Okay, that's enough. It's a seller's market, and I don't need this kind of abuse.
Upstairs are the bedrooms, but you won't want to see those. To use the word cursed might seem a bit harsh, I suppose. There's no easy way to say this. Perhaps you should sit. The couple that lived here, well, they didn't make it.
Hello? I'm standing right here.
Oh, no, sorry for the confusion. No, they didn't die.
Yeah.
But their love did. So technically, it's not a lie.
It's true. We're getting a divorce, but we went through a mediator. It was all very adult. We're still good friends.
Who knows why he left?
It was a mutual thing.
Maybe she went to bed mad and woke even madder, body shamed him because he was getting a little fatter. Maybe she did a horribly cruel impression of his mother, sighed and rolled her eyes when he told her he loved her. Never took his side or boosted his pride. Never even tried.
That's not fair.
Maybe she always decided where they went on vacation. Never let him drive or choose the radio station. Maybe she pushed him away when he tried to slow dance. Or mocked any attempt he made at romance.
I love you.
Always shifted blame, never stoked the flame, just more of the same. Maybe she never remembered what he considered their song, and she never once compromised or admitted she was wrong. Made him sleep on the pullout when he had the flu, kissed another man, and didn't think that he knew. But he knew all right, loved her though he might. He just didn't want to fight.
Oh, God.
Who knows exactly why he left? But by now, that point is moot. Because a relationship not based in kindness will never take root. That's the sad story of this house that wasn't a home. Why don't we leave? Best to let her cry it out on her own. Don't worry about her. Just keep on walking. Way to follow my lead to let me do all the talking. I've learned that sometimes a seller just needs a small nudge. They're always hiding a weakness or a fear or a grudge. If you were to offer just below asking price, I'm sure she would take it. She wouldn't think twice. Oh, I'm just now remembering you wanted 3 bedrooms, not 2. Oh, guess that was kind of a waste of time. Oh, what are you gonna do? Wait. You aren't going to go with another realtor, are you?
Bedtime Stories for Cynics is produced by Jamie Katsoufis with help today from Jake Young. And the executive producer is Jim Colgan. This is Audible.